الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر وما بدلوا تبديلا صدق الله العظيم وعن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال من سره أن ينظر إلى شهيد يمشي على وجه الأرض فلينظر إلى طلحة بن عبيد الله رواه الترمذي. My most respected elders, brothers and friends in Islam, we find that if you have to look at the annals of history, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has always created in every era, in every generation, individuals and personalities. Such individuals and personalities who became the flag bearers of Islam, who became the flag bearers of the message of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and who were true ambassadors to this beautiful deen and religion of Islam, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. These certain individuals, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them with unique attributes and qualities. And they surpassed their contemporaries in every way, whether they may be from the galaxy of the muhaddithin, the commentators of hadith, whether it be from the mufassirin, the commentators of the Holy Quran, whether it be from the abideen and the awliyaullah, whether it be from the mujahideen, those that strove in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed these individuals and personalities such that they became guiding lights for the rest of the ummah, where the rest of the ummah could look at these individuals, study their lives, and inculcate and bring into our lives the qualities of these personalities and these individuals. And of course, when it came to the companions of the beloved Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the best of the best to be the companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From amongst the vast galaxy of the companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, each one of them a shining star, each one of them a guiding light for the entire ummah. However, from the galaxy of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'een, they are of course those that surpassed others, and those that really stood out. For example, we have the Ashara Mubashara, the 10 companions whom Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given glad tidings of Jannah in one occasion whilst they were still walking the face of this earth. And today inshallah we will like to briefly discuss the biography of one of these companions, and he is none other than Talha bin Ubaidillah radiallahu anhu. Talha radiallahu an was from amongst the companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who enjoyed great merits and virtues over others. He was from amongst those who Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given glad tidings of Jannah whilst he was in this world, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Abu Bakr fil Jannah, Umar fil Jannah, Uthman fil Jannah, Ali fil Jannah, Zubair fi al-Jannah, Talha fi al-Jannah, Abdul Rahman fi al-Jannah, Sa'ad fi al-Jannah, Sa'id fi al-Jannah, Abu Ubaidah fi al-Jannah. Talha radiallahu an is from amongst these mentioned in this hadith, wherein Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given him glad tidings of Jannah whilst he was in this world. Likewise, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in another hadith that man sarrahu an yanzura ila shahidin yamshi ala wajhi al-ard falyanzur ila Talha ibn Ubaidillah. This hadith Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah has recorded as well, Which means that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whomsoever wishes to look at a martyr walking the face of this earth, then he should look at Talha radiallahu anhu. So not only was he given glad tidings of Jannah, he was also given glad tidings of attaining the rank of martyrdom and being from amongst the shuhada, the martyrs. In another hadith recorded by Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah as well, he is reported to have mentioned, Ali radiallahu an narrates that سمعت أذني من في رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو يقول الطلحة والزبير جاراي في الجنة. Ali radiallahu an narrates that my own ears heard directly from the mouth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whilst he was saying that Talha and Zubayr radiallahu an will be my neighbors in Jannah. So not only Talha was given glad tidings of Jannah, but he was given glad tidings of being the neighbor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. Likewise, there are so many other attributes and virtues of Talha radiallahu an. Talha radiallahu an was from amongst the foremost to accept Islam. After Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had invited Abu Bakr radiallahu an to accept Islam, it is mentioned that Talha radiallahu an was from amongst the 8 persons to accept Islam. And shortly after Abu Bakr radiallahu an accepted Islam, Talha radiallahu an comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and accepts Islam at the hands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In his early life in Makkah al-Mukarramah, he also went through great difficulty and trials because of Islam. It is mentioned, one narration mentions that around the precincts of the Haram, a person saw that there was a group of people that had ganged up against a person and they were beating him and hitting him. And amongst this group of people was a woman who was most severe and ferocious in attacking this person. And he questioned and he asked, who is this person that they are hitting and they are abusing? And it was told to him, this is Talha. And the reason for that is that because he has accepted Islam. So he asked, who is the woman that is attacking him? He said, it is his own mother who is attacking him. She is so displeased and upset that he accepted Islam, that she is actually beating and hitting him. This was the difficulty and trial that Talha radiallahu anhu had to go for the sake of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the sake of Islam. However, later on, his mother was blessed with Islam as well. She later on accepted Islam and became radiallahu anha as well. Likewise, there were certain individuals which the Quraysh of Makkah had given the responsibility that your job, your responsibility is to harass Talha. The reason for that is that because he has accepted Islam and they continue to harass and give grief and harm to Talha radiallahu anhu. So of course, just like the other companions who suffered greatly in the early days of Islam, Talha radiallahu anhu, being from amongst the foremost to accept Islam, also suffered greatly at the hands of the disbelievers and the mushrikeen. When we look at the life of Talha radiallahu anhu, then we find a unique aspect in his life is that he enjoyed very close familial ties with the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Talha radiallahu anhu was very close and dear to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With regard to his family relations to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Talha radiallahu anhu was married to 4 women. These 4 women, Sahaba radiallahu anha ajma'in, they were the sisters of the Ummahatul Mu'mineen. They were the sisters of the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first being Hamna bint Jahsh radiallahu anha. She was the sister of Ummul Mu'mineen, Zainab bint Jahsh radiallahu anha. So this makes Talha the brother-in-law of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hamna radiallahu anha was also the Kasallam. His second wife, Umm Kulthum bint Abi Bakr. Umm Kulthum, the daughter of Abu Bakr radiallahu an. She of course was the sister of Umm al-Mu'mineen, Aisha radiallahu anha. The third of his wives were Ruqayya bint Abi Umayya. Ruqayya is the sister of Umm al-Mu'mineen, Umm Salama radiallahu anha. And the fourth was Fari'ah. Fari'ah bint Abi Sufyan. She was the sister of Umm al-Mu'mineen, Umm Habiba radiallahu anha. So beautifully in this way, Talha radiallahu anhu was closely linked to the family and the household of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That four of his wives were this. And not only that, this relationship, this familial relationship goes further or runs deeper. Talha radiallahu anhu is blessed with a daughter. She is known by Umm Ishaq. And she is wedded and married to none other than the grandson of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the son of Fatima and Ali radiallahu an, Hassan radiallahu an. Hassan radiallahu an marries Umm Ishaq, the daughter of Talha. And Hassan, who is Hassan? He is the grandson of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala blesses them with three children. The first being two daughters, Umm Abdillah and Fatima. And the third child Allah ta'ala blessed them with was a boy. And subhanallah, Hassan radiallahu an names his son after his father-in-law. He gives him the name of Talha. Subhanallah. This shows the close bond between Talha radiallahu an and his family with the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, Hassan radiallahu an's wife Umm Ishaq is truly blessed. She does not only get the opportunity of marrying one grandson of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but she gets married to two grandchildren of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After the demise of Hassan radiallahu an, according to his bequest and request, he requested his brother Hussein radiallahu an that you must marry Umm Ishaq. And after Hassan radiallahu an passes away, Hussein radiallahu an marries Umm Ishaq, the daughter of Talha radiallahu an, and Allah ta'ala blesses them with a daughter whom they name Fatima. Subhanallah. This shows the close link and bond which Talha radiallahu an and his family enjoyed with the household and with the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we have to look at the qualities and attributes of Talha radiallahu an, then we will find that there are two outstanding qualities in his life. And these qualities are due to titles which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given to Talha radiallahu an. The first being the title of Al-Fayyab, which means the generous one. And Talha radiallahu an was known for his generosity, for his large-heartedness. Amongst his clan or his tribe, the Banu Taym, it was common knowledge that if anyone required any assistance, if there was any widow in difficulty, then Talha was there to assist her. If there were any orphans which needed taking care of, then Talha radiallahu anhu was there at the forefront, seeing to their needs and assisting them. Anyone who knocked at the door of Talha radiallahu anhu knew that definitely my need will be fulfilled. This was the generosity of Talha radiallahu an, and it is because of this generosity Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the title of Al-Fayyab. It is mentioned in one narration that Talha radiallahu an had earned some profits due to some business dealings which had taken place in Yemen, up to the value of 400,000 dirhams, 400,000 silver coins. And when he received these funds, he began to look at these funds, and tears began to roll down his cheeks. And his beloved wife asked him that what is the reason for these tears? And he mentions it is regarding these funds. How am I going to answer for these funds? So she proposes a simple solution. She proposes a simple solution to him. She tells him, why don't you just distribute it amongst your tribesmen? And Talha radiallahu anhu accepts this proposal of hers. And by the end of the day, all those funds are distributed. Subhanallah. Look at the generosity of Talha radiallahu anhu, the large-heartedness. And another incident is mentioned that during a business dealing wherein he sold a piece of land to Uthman radiallahu anhu, the total being 700,000 dirhams. Thereafter a person approaches him and asks Talha radiallahu anhu for some assistance. So he mentions to him that if it is land you require, this piece of land which I had just done the deal, I will ask Uthman radiallahu anhu if he is willing to nullify that deal so I can give you this piece of land. If it is money you require, then the proceeds from the sale, I am happy to hand it over to you. This person says, no, I require the cash, I require the funds. And these funds, 700,000 dirhams, and thereafter hand over to this person. This was the quality of generosity in the life of Talha radiallahu anhu. And the reason for discussing the personalities of the like of Talha radiallahu anhu is first of all to inculcate love for these individuals in us, to increase our love for these individuals, and also to look into their lives and to look at their qualities and the attributes which Allah Ta'ala has blessed them with, and to use these as a motivation for us so that to see how we can bring these qualities in our lives as well. If you and I can look and introspect into our lives, how much of generosity do we have in our lives? Yes, some people Allah Ta'ala has blessed them with a very large heart and they have this quality of generosity. Alhamdulillah, may Allah Ta'ala increase them, may Allah Ta'ala bless them. But for those of us, myself, who does not have this quality of generosity in us, we can at least start at some point. Then let me try and inculcate this aspect of being large-hearted and generous in my life. It does not require a lot of funds to be generous. Whatever is within a person's means, whatever a person can give and assist others with, then he should do so with the best of his ability, with ikhlas and sincerity. And he will see by doing this constantly and regularly, Allah Ta'ala will inculcate and bring about this aspect of generosity in his life. The other quality of Talha radiallahu anhu, or the title which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given him, was the title of Al-Khayr, which we translate as the best or the virtuous. And the reason for this title was owing or due to the heroic bravery and courageousness showed by Talha radiallahu anhu, and the selflessness which he showed on the day of Uhud. For us to briefly understand the reason for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam giving Talha radiallahu anhu this title, the mushrikeen of Makkah had marched upon Medina Munawwara with an army of 3,000 strong with the sole object of gaining or taking revenge for their loss the previous year at Badr. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with 1,000 companions from there, a few hundred of hypocrites and munafiqeen had left, faced this army. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam places 50 archers on the mountain pass to protect the Muslim army from being attacked or taken by surprise from their rear. However, during the battle, the Muslims are gaining the upper hand, and the army of the disbelievers began to flee. And the archers, a misunderstanding takes place where they think they send from their position. Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu, at that time he had not yet accepted Islam, notices this opportunity and he takes his battalion of cavalry around the mountain pass and attacks the Muslims by surprise from their rear. And this causes a lot of commotion and chaos and disarray amongst the Muslim army. They are now being attacked from their rear, and those mushrikeen and disbelievers who had fled from the front are now returning and attacking them. They are being attacked from both sides. And at this moment, the mushrikeen now begin to direct their attacks directly to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to harm and to injure, with their sole objective of killing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, na'udhu billah. And at this moment, a human shield of 14 companions surround Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, forming a human shield around him and repelling every attack of the disbelievers. From amongst these 14, 7 from the Muhajireen, 7 from the Ansar, and from amongst them is Talha radiallahu anhu. At some point fighting with his spear, at some point repelling the enemy attack with his sword, and to the extent of using his hands, his body and his flesh to shield Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the rain of arrows that are falling down upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is bloodied, he is bruised, he is injured to such an extent that his hand is paralyzed and he falls down because of his injuries and his wounds. And at that moment, a boulder strikes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which causes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to fall down. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu tried to tend to the wounds of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They tried to take him to higher, safer grounds. However, there is a boulder which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam needs to climb over. However, because of the injuries of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and because of the weight of the two armors which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam donned on the battle of Uhud, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tries to go over that boulder, but he is unable to do so. Talha radiallahu anhu, lying on the ground, bruised and injured, sees this, and he comes forward, and he lays down before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on all fours, and he says, "O Messenger of Allah, climb on my back. Use my back as support to get over this boulder." And as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam climbs upon the back of Talha radiallahu anhu, he mentions the words "Awjaba Talha," "Awjaba Talha," which simply means that Talha radiallahu anhu has made Jannah wajib, compulsory upon himself because of this action of his, because of the selflessness which he has shown on this day. So because of the heroics of Talha radiallahu anhu, on the day of Uhud, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam titled him with the title of Al-Khayr, the best. And whenever Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was asked regarding the day of Uhud, he used to mention, ذَاكَ كُلُّهُ يَوْمَ طَلْحَى. The entire day of Uhud belonged to Talha radiallahu anhu because of his selflessness, because of his courageousness. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran, مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَاهَدُوا اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرْ وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا. That from amongst the believers, a group of men who have fulfilled the covenant which they had took with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from amongst the believers are those who are still waiting, meaning still waiting for an opportunity to fulfill this covenant. وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا. And they do not change or alter this covenant, this pact in any way. And Talha radiallahu an, subhanallah, is from amongst those that have fulfilled this covenant. And we learn this directly from the lips of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the narration recorded by Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah as well, wherein a Bedouin once approaches or enters the gathering of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he asks Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding this ayah, that who is the person who has fulfilled this covenant? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not respond to him. He asked several times thereafter, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not respond to him. And lo and behold, thereafter, Talha radiallahu anhu approaches and enters the gathering. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees Talha radiallahu anhu, and he turns and he asks, "Where is the person asking me regarding this ayah, that who has fulfilled this covenant?" "Here is the person who has fulfilled this covenant." هَذَا الَّذِي هُوَ الَّذِي قَضَى نَحْبَهُ. This is the one who has fulfilled his covenant. And it was referring to none other than Talha radiallahu an. My beloved brothers, elders and friends, Talha radiallahu an was very dear to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He enjoyed a very close relationship with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have discussed just a few of the virtues of the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of Talha radiallahu an. But this suffices for us to understand the rank and the status of Talha radiallahu an. Talha radiallahu an passes away during the 36th year after Hijrah, during the battle of Jamal, at the age of 64 years old. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may he give us the true love of the companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May he give us the understanding of the sacrifices that they made. And truly, my brothers and elders, these should be our heroes. These are our heroes. These are the heroes which our children need to be introduced to from a young age. Not the fictitious heroes of the West and of Hollywood and Bollywood. These are the true heroes. These are true men. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may he give us the ability to inculcate of Talha radiallahu anhu. And may Allah Ta'ala give us the true understanding. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nash'adu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.